In Pakistan, Bishop Andrew Francis of Multan has appealed to authorities over the arrest of a missionary priest on charges of not having a valid residence permit. Father Christy Silva is a missionary of the Oblates of Mary Immaculate from Sri Lanka, who has been in the service of the Diocese of Multan for over 8 years. He requested a visa renewal last May and is still awaiting response from the authorities. Bishop Francis told Emer McCarthy of his concern for the priest and other foreign missionaries who serve Pakistani society.
His visa is in process. He is not staying illegally. He is not violating any law. Now, the passport office had issued him a paper saying that they have received his papers for the extension of visa. These papers have been sent to the ministry, Interior Ministry in Islamabad, and also to the Home Ministry, and so as soon as the process is complete, we will let you know. This priest is the most beautiful gentleman, and this morning I was in the passport office, and they said, Bishop, his stay is legal.
In fact, because we must remember that a lot of the priests who are in Pakistan, most of them are foreign, is that not the case?
Not only they attend the needs of the Catholics, but they work for all religions, including the Muslims, because we educate everyone. You see, and this is a very unfortunate incident because I am following him step by step in the jail. It's very unfortunate that it is the mistake of the police, not ours, not the priest. You know, he's very unjustly punished.
What is the local situation in Multan like between religions, between Christians, Catholics and civil society?
The situation in general is very good. We have a very good understanding between the Catholic Church and the other religions. Only until recently, everybody has become hyper because there were two foreigners here, one Italian and the other German. They were working for some NGO, Welthunger. They have been kidnapped. Till to date, they cannot be traced. Now, all their anger is coming on these personnel. Punjab police is very hyper, so they can apprehend any and everybody. But in general, I must say that God has been good to us, and we are continuing making every effort for a peaceful coexistence in the light of the teaching of the Church, not compromising our faith at all.